Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Spending a few minutes now with Gwinnett Mercy University head men's basketball coach John Barron. His squad off to an outstanding start this season. And coach, congratulations. And what has been clicking here this year that's allowed you guys to have so much success?
I think a lot of times coaches say these cliche things, but we've spent a lot of time on culture. And I think chemistry among guys, playing for each other, as a lot of coaches say, but developing, you know, a very fun and yet, you know, family-oriented culture has made us playing on the court a much better atmosphere, for sure.
What were your expectations coming into the season? If I'm talking to you back in mid-October, you know, what would you have thought, and has this group exceeded it to this point?
Yeah, I mean, last year we were 17-9. We went to a conference championship, and we lost arguably our three best players. The transfer portal, you know, helps at every level, including ours. So it's just like a trickle-down effect. And we were able to get a few good transfers to add in with an already pretty decent group. And I think in the summer, we thought as coaches that we had a chance. But like every coach, you know, they think it's one way and they have to develop different things. And I think, you know, this group, you know, really, really gets along. And through some adversity that we might go through in a game, or, you know, we do have two losses. So even during those two losses, being able to bounce back, when you really like the guys that you're playing with, it's a little bit easier to turn the page, play in the present, and move on to the next game. So in October, I thought we had a chance and to at least be able to compete well in our league. And we've shown that that's been something that, you know, has come to fruition.
Past those intangibles, past the chemistry, from an X and O standpoint, what's at the top of the list of things you guys are doing really well right now?
Yeah, so I'm a pretty analytical guy, kind of, you know, I'm older now, but before like all these numbers guys came to professional sports, I was like that back when I was a high school coach. And we really dove into, over the summer as coaches, like what we needed to do to score a certain amount of points. And we knew we needed to increase our three-point attempts. So that would arguably be able to give us a chance to score more three-point shots. We knew we wanted to increase our transition. So we went, when we recruited this past spring and summer with some of these recruits that we were getting out of the transfer portal, we were really looking at guys that were longer, that could play faster. And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, you have to be able to shoot it. I saw an analytical kind of chart of Alabama's men's basketball game the other day. And I'm making up the exact numbers, but there were like 37 three-point shots with like 12 made or 13 made. And then there were like 27 or 37 makes or something to that effect in the lane. And there was one X in a mid-range, and it was circled, and it says, bench that kid. So now, nowadays, it's about making lane-level shots and making three-point shots, and transition baskets help the lane and help the three-point shot as well.
Are there things you are focusing on right now? You're obviously always trying to get better, but are there aspects of the team that you really feel like there's a lot of room to grow in the short term here as you kind of make the turn towards the home stretch of the season?
Yeah, I think a lot of coaches work on the bigger, stronger, faster, which is, you know, the physical ability. And a lot of coaches work on the skill level, the rebounding, shooting, dribbling, things of that nature. For us, we continuously work on the mental aspect of it as well, being able to, you know, play in the present, focus on the next play when adversity hits. You know, we have one loss here in our league already, and, you know, we play, you know, arguably the best team in the league on Saturday. So we know that mentally we have to just be able to ride the waves, you know, of a game. And that's something that we're continuously working on. And then obviously we're trying to, you know, with the skill level, we're trying to, you know, continuously game plan for defense and offense and different things that will work against different teams, and being able to turn that page pretty quickly because we play somebody new just 2 or 3 days later. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on at the end of a season with all college basketball teams for sure.
And you recently won your 400th game as a head coach. What does that milestone mean to you?
They honored me before the game last night. What I said is it's 22 years of great families trusting me with their sons, and then working with a lot of really good coaches that help us cultivate the talent and cultivate the chemistry of all of these kids that we've had over the years into a really good family. And that's kind of like what I'm really most proud of. You know, when I was a younger coach, I recruited and talked about what I could do for you as a basketball, you know, coach, and what you could do for me, you know, as a basketball player. And a few short years later, when some of those guys were 25 and 26 and getting married, and I was going to weddings, and last night Matt Johnson was at our game with his two kids, you know, and he's 38 years old now, and he played for us in 2009, and I was already 7, 8 years into coaching at that time. So for me, it's really a fun thing to see, you know, all of my guys grow over their years into their first job, second job, third job. And when I recruit now, I talk about this isn't a 4-year commitment, it's a 40-year commitment. And we're going to be connected first because of basketball and for a lifetime way beyond basketball. And that's what I think I'm most proud of. The wins, you know, come and go, and, you know, losses we get over pretty quickly, but they remember the highlights. But really, the 40-year commitment is something that I'm in the middle of with a lot of my older guys that are 42, 43 years old now.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.